Hey everybody, it's JT. What is on your holiday meal shopping list? Well, I would suggest Painted Hills Natural Beef. It is some of the best beef in the world. And your friends and family will be thanking you for a long time if you serve Painted Hills Natural Beef for your holiday meals. And now you can buy it online just by going to PaintedHillsBeef.com. Use the code BBQNATION at checkout and save yourself 15% on your order. Give Painted Hills Natural Beef a place on your table this holiday season.
Welcome to Barbecue Nation with JT and Leanne After Hours, the conversation that continued after the show was done.
Hey everybody, it's JT, and this is a special version of Barbecue Nation. It is brought to you in part by Painted Hills Natural Beef. Beef you can be proud to serve your family and friends. That's Painted Hills Natural Beef.
Hey everybody, welcome to After Hours here on The Nation, Barbecue Nation. I'm JT, along with my co-conspirator, Leanne Whippin, Hall of Famer, I might add. And today we're talking with Kerry Bringle from Peg Leg Porkers in Nashville. Kerry has graciously given us his time today. He's a very busy guy, but it's been a lot of fun. He's got a great story, super story. I think it's actually one of the best stories we've heard that we've had a chance to talk.
It is. I will agree with you.
Yeah. So, Kerry, this is the part of the show where we ask you some kind of fun, sometimes off the wall questions.
Yeah.
Just, you know, go with your first response. Okay.
All right.
I got to flip this over. Sorry about that.
I'm getting a little feedback from you. I don't know why.
From me?
Yeah. From me? Kerry, are you?
I'm not getting feedback.
Yeah.
Oh, okay. Maybe it's my connection on the internet. I'm just getting a little distortion, but it's coming and going, on your end.
Cool. Actually, it's your distortion.
Okay. I'm distorted. Okay.
You're distorted. So let's start out with something fun. Kerry, if you could cook for and then dine with a historical figure, who would it be and what would be on the menu? Can be anybody.
Gosh, I don't know. Maybe Ronald Reagan.
Yeah. I would like
to probably cook for Reagan. And I'd have to probably put barbecue on the menu, you know.
Of course.
He'd go for that.
He'd probably like that.
Oh, yeah.
I think so.
Yeah, he liked to eat.
Yeah.
His wife didn't like him to eat too much, but I know personally that he liked to eat.
Yeah.
If you could work with one of your barbecue heroes that you haven't worked with yet, who would that be?
Oh gosh, I don't know, because I've been lucky to work with a lot of talented pitmasters and you know, I guess maybe Charlie Burgess.
Okay.
Oh, there you go.
Yeah.
That's a good one.
Okay. Kerry, if you could erase one mistake from your past, if there is one, what would it be and why?
You know, I don't know that I would erase mistakes. I think that they shape who you are. And I think that the reason that we're successful here at Peg Leg Porker is because of the mistakes that I've made in the past and I've learned from. And so, you know, my father taught me that nothing is ever a complete failure if not to serve as a bad example. And so I kind of took that to heart that, you know, it's okay to make mistakes as long as you learn from them.
I think that's one of the best answers we've gotten. Mm-hmm. I really do. Okay. If you were declared by Leanne the supreme ruler of barbecue for one day, what would you, as supreme ruler, decree?
Barbecue is a noun and not a verb.
Okay. Well, then the next one, on a scale of 1 to 10, how much barbecue do you actually eat on a regular basis?
You know, I eat a fairly good amount of barbecue. I eat barbecue a couple times a week at least. And so I'm pretty full up on barbecue.
Okay. What's your, outside of barbecue, what's your other favorite type of food?
You know, I love all types of food, but I love a good steak, but I find myself, the older I get, the less of that steak I can eat. I love a great steak, but I can eat less and less of that red meat the older I get.
Okay. I can agree with that. What does a fantasy day look like for Carrie Bringle?
You know, I think a fantasy day for Carrie Bringle is spending time with another business leader that's more successful than me. I'm an entrepreneur at heart, and I really like to focus on my business and the business of running my business. And it's something that I'm very serious about growing as a businessman and growing the brand globally. And so being able to spend time with somebody who's more successful and learn from what they've done is a great fantasy day for me.
Cool. Huh. Do you remember the first thing that you ever like grilled or smoked?
Yeah, there were a couple things. My grandfather Jack used to do smoked hamburgers, and I would sit with him, and we also did country back ribs. We didn't know, you know, they didn't have much money, you know, we didn't have a whole lot of money, so we would cook country back ribs. That's the first rib I probably ever had. And then my Uncle Bruce, who competed in the very first Memphis in May. First thing I learned how to cook from him was a smoked turkey.
There you go. When you were competing and stuff, Carrie, where was the worst place you ever had to cook?
You know, a parking lot. I mean, I've cooked in several parking lots.
When it's 110 outside?
Yeah. When it's 110. 120. Hey, that sucks.
Understand that. What is your least favorite activity in the world? What's something you just dread doing? You know you got to do it, but you don't want to.
Paperwork.
That's legal. Mm-hmm. Do you remember the first thing you ever got in trouble for as a kid?
It wasn't the first thing, but I remember I took my mom. I had a neighbor, and she brought some strange guy I didn't know him into our yard, and my sister, they were playing, and I told him to get out of my yard, and he wouldn't. And I went and got my mama's. I knew where my mama had a .22 rifle, and I went and got it.
Oh my God!
Out of the sewing room, and I took it to the front door, and I held it, and I pointed it at that boy. You get out of my yard now! And then I proceeded to get my ass whipped by my mama with a pancake spatula, and got grounded for probably 2 weeks. So. You know.
Oh, that's great.
That's a good story.
That's great. Speaking of getting their ass whipped, Carrie, if you could teach a politician to barbecue, who would it be?
You know, I don't I spent some time with Senator Hagerty out of here in Tennessee. He's a really good guy, and I think he's a really intelligent person. And so, and he was a very successful businessman. So I think teaching him how to cook barbecue and maybe learning from him, from his business acumen in the past, would be a good day.
There you go. Uh-huh. There you go. What would you change, if anything, on food shows on television?
I would say they don't have to all be about, they don't all have to be a competition.
Yeah. Okay. Very good. If we put your skills to music, what would the music be?
I think the music would be blues and soul.
Cool.
For 10 years here at Peg Leg, starting from day one, we had Barry White Wednesday, where every Wednesday, was Barry White all day and all night. My staff knows every Barry White song ever made.
That's awesome.
I love that. If you were an animal, what animal would you be? Probably not that bear behind you on the wall there.
But... No, not that. I would be like the animals that I own, which are English bulldogs.
Okay.
I look like them. Okay. Not a far stretch.
I got it. Would you describe yourself as corn-fed or grass-fed?
I'd say corn-fed.
You're a good man. I like that. Boxers or briefs?
Boxers.
Okay. One thing you miss about your 20s?
My stamina.
I like that, too.
He'll leave it at that.
He'll leave it at that. Yep. You got a favorite movie?
I got a lot of favorite movies. I really like Clint Eastwood movies. So, you know.
Cool. What would you say was the worst thing you've ever eaten?
Oh, gosh. Wow. I don't know. I've had some bad fish dishes.
Have you? Yeah. Okay. And last question, Jerry. What would be your last meal if you were on death row?
Maybe chipped beef on toast.
Really?
There you go.
Wow.
Yeah. They used to call that SOS.
Well, you know, people get that mixed up. Usually SOS is ground beef and gravy.
Right.
But chipped beef on toast is chipped beef. They're totally different. You know.
You're right.
I'm always a big chipped beef on toast fan.
That's true. I actually like chipped beef on toast. So
that, I love it.
Yeah, it's good stuff there. Anyway, Kerry Bringle from Peg Leg Porker, thanks for playing along with this part of the show today, and we really appreciate you being on the Nation.
Yeah,
thank you both. I really appreciate your time. It's always great to see you.
Okay,
you too.
And we will send off the appropriate links when the show's ready, and to the all your folks there, and so you can see what kind of nonsense we really do here. How's that?
That's great.
All right.
All right, Kerry. Take care, and thanks for taking the time.
Thank you, guys.
Y'all have a great weekend.
You too. Thanks for listening, folks. We'll be back next week with another edition of After Hours. Go out, have some barbecue, take care of yourselves, and remember, turn it, don't burn it.